Welcome back. It is Hard Factor 913 Nigeria Info and Herring Port Harker Time Dial. Merry Christmas once again. 10 minutes come past 5 p.m. Discussions continue. And yes, Christmas has come early for our gallant officers, our friends in blue and black. Officers of the Nigeria Police Force, as they have received a pay bump from the federal government. The Federal Executive Council has approved a 20% upward review of the salaries of the Nigerian Police Force personnel with effect from January 2022. Okay, wait, I mean, so you're not going to get, they're not going to get the bump this December, but at least the message is a good one. It's a Christmas gift nonetheless. All right, so with effect from January 2022, the Minister of Police Affairs, Megari Dingy, made this known to State House correspondents at the end of the virtual Federal Executive Council meeting presided over by President Muhammadu Buhari at the Council Chamber Presidential Villa Abuja on Wednesday. And here's what he had to say.
You will recall that in October 2020, this country was rocked with anti-SARS protests. Mr. President had to address the nation and appeal for calm, after which he promised Nigerians that the salary of police officers will be reviewed. So the Federal Executive Council has today approved these proposals for the review of their salary, which will take effect in January 2022. We have tried to create a situation where the take-home pay will be enhanced through the improvement of issues such as duty to allowance, which has been reviewed to 60% of the new take-home pay.
All right, so the police have a new take-home pay from January next year. Yes, indeed. Congratulations. So, that said, well, several talking points in that about that, but in your estimation, will this salary increase, the increase in the take-home pay of our gallant officers, will it ensure professionalism of the NPF? Will it reduce or eliminate or at least reduce the criminal tendencies of the rank and file of the AKA bad eggs, of the AKA they are not our men, of the AKA crackheads amongst them? Will it do that in your estimation? Will it at least provide more money for buttons and the rest of it? The lines are open. Call 0817 93 0002, 0817 93 0003, or 0817 93 0007. Well, I don't know if we're on Facebook, but WhatsApp is on 0809 030 6416. Let's get your take on the matter for the moment. A reminder, headlines are up at 5:30 p.m. So the police have got a 20% pay rise due to come into effect from January next year. To what extent will this end or bring to the barest minimum the criminalities and high-handedness of our officers? 913, hello.
Hello.
Go ahead, please.
I'm out of Nigeria.
You're down the number. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm Peter. Come on from the organization. The Federal Executive Council ordered the upward review of police salary by 20%. I don't think that is even enough to pay a police officer based on the weeks they took in their job. Because for my own calculation, 20%, if they are earning 40,000 naira, 20%, what is adding that 20%? It's just 5,000 naira. Because for my own calculation, without 5,000 naira, if you 5,000 naira, they say they are adding.
Wait. You said if you're earning 30,000 naira, right?
What?
Did you use 30,000 naira as your base example?
40,000 naira.
Oh, 40,000.
Yeah, because
20, hello sir. 20% of 40,000 naira cannot be 5,000 naira. That's impossible. 20% of 40,000 naira cannot be 5,000 naira.
Can we do the calculation?
Please go ahead and do the calculation. Once again, 20% of 40,000 naira cannot be 5,000 naira. 10% is 4,000 naira. Another 10% is another 4,000 naira. That's 20%. So 4,000 plus 4,000 naira will be 8,000 naira.
48,000 as a minimum, right?
If you are earning 40,000 as the hypothetical case here, yes.
Yes. Okay, now let's ask. If this constable is a degree holder, is earning 48,000, and his counterpart who is working with federal revenue, who is not even as rich as his own job, he goes home with about 300,000-400,000 a month. Is there any even show that at least the police should be there? They are not, if it shows that they are politics. So that percentage is just merely the subsidy that doesn't want to remove. So he feels that police are the poorest society. So that's why he add that money to them for the start of job that he did in first surgery. So that's what he did.
Yeah, but hold on. If you say that the reason is the why did he bother to call in? Anyways, 16 past 5, join the conversation. The lines are open. 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. Once again, WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. Oh, someone helped out with the correct amount here as 8,000 naira. Thank you very much. 92.3, hello.
Hello?
You're welcome, go ahead. Yes, this is Dio, go ahead.
I'm talking about the police renumeration,
Go ahead, please.
Okay. Hello?
For the last time, please go ahead. All right, let's see. Via WhatsApp, salary increment, of course, is welcome, but certainly wouldn't change the behavior of an average police officer. It's inbuilt as a result of a system failure. Thus, apparently nothing anyone can do without first fixing the overall Nigerian system, which dovetailed the people's attitude. That's from Cliff. Citizens' greetings. The price of buttons has already increased. Meanwhile, this is to cushion the effect of the monster increase in fuel. That's on Chimo. Well, could it be that really? I mean, if it were that, then the federal government should be increasing salaries across board, because not the police are not the only ones who are going to be impacted by an increase in pump price of petrol. Hello, you're welcome.
Hey, I've been in Nigeria.
All right, go ahead.
Personally, I don't think police have the complete analysis of the police, the police in the state or in the country.
What do you mean by complete
analysis? Their nominal role is not correct. There are many police there out there that are not in the nominal role. They just work on their own. Those that quit, those that deserted, there are many of them. So they have to be very careful and check things before they start paying. And know who are those are the police and those who are not police. Many of them there, even here in Port Harcourt, many of them they have quit police for a long time, but they have their weapons and their uniforms.
Okay, that's a different matter entirely. Thanks for bringing that up. But that to the issue of the increase in their take home pay. What do you make of that? Do you have any thoughts on that? Apparently he doesn't. 913, you're welcome. Please go on.
Yes, Mr. Daniel, good afternoon.
Go ahead, please.
Daniel Savior is my name. Daniel, as far as I'm concerned, 20% is no increment. As far as I'm concerned with what the police is currently receiving and the inflation over the year from 2015 to date, so in fact, it would have even better that we remain the way the police are. Than to talk about 20%. Because if you know about the basic salary of the police and someone talk about 20%, it is going to run to my account.
What is the basic salary of a police officer?
I don't need to say that on Daniel.
You don't know or you don't want to say? Which is it? Hello? Why do you bother to call a live radio show and you don't want to have a conversation? What is the essence? What is the point of calling a live radio show when you're not going to discuss the issue. It's pointless. It almost seems like grandstanding and just want to let you have your voice heard. It doesn't make any sense to me. All right, 20 gone past 5. 913, hello, you're welcome.
Hi, Dale. Gabriel here.
Hello, go ahead, Gabriel.
Yeah, Dale, the salary increment for the police might not change anything much in the life of the police officer for certain reasons. One,
okay,
the system that is in place here will not allow the salary that the increase for the police to make any meaning, because it's going to be swallowed by the expenses that is already on ground here due to the bad economy, inflation of 15%. I said a recent one that said it dropped to 15%. What we need in a country, or the police or any other person in the public service needs, is a system, it is structure, something, a support system for them. Number one, example, elsewhere, if you check very well, maybe in some country, what they have paid a police officer in, let's say, a constable, maybe 5,000 in Nigeria. Another police constable in another country somewhere may earn 3,000 even, but will live a better life more than the Nigerian that is paid an average of 5,000. I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah, I get the point.
What's the reason behind that? Where he lives, maybe the government provide accommodation for him. The children will attend a police school that is well equipped and well looked after by the government. And then his pension is prepared for him when he retires to live his quiet life. But these guys are under pressure like any other public servant. And therefore, whatever you give to them, more than any other thing, will just get swallowed by the situation that is around already. And again, personally, I don't know if you allow me to say this,
yeah,
this increment to the police officer is suspicious. I want to believe that the elites have decided what they want to do, and they have made this salary increment to the police officers alone because they are preparing to use them as an object of to suppress order. When in 2022, the fuel subsidy is removed and the fuel price jumps to whatever amount, I know they are going to be mother of all protests and all of that. So who are they going to use to quell the situation? Who are they going to use to suppress the people? The police, of course. So the intention might just be for that. That's my thought, Dio. You can check it where again.
All right. Hello, 91.
Hello, Dio. I was calling before I was
All right, please call back if you can. There's something wrong with that connection. Sorry about that, though. 23 gone past 5. Let's get your take also via WhatsApp, if you will, on 0809 030 6416. 913, hello.
Sorry, if my line went on, but you know, please say something.
Please do not.
I got
your take already. Please do not call back in again. I'd rather hear from others who have not called in before.
No problem. Thank
you very much. Let's see, via WhatsApp. I doubt if this gesture will enhance professionalism, the reason being that the misconduct, malfeasance and misdemeanor in the police are intrinsically attitudinal. All right. If you like, pay Nigerian police in dollars. If individuals in the police force don't change their behavior and take their duties seriously, nothing will change. From the season of the... all right. At the end of the day, it's the police alone that has benefited from the NSAS protest. Not even the youths who protested, as there are still no jobs for the youths. The police high-handedness is still the order of the day. The people remain the losers. God help us. All right. On a 20% salary pay rise for police by FG, although it's a welcome development, but it will not reduce the unethical tendency of some police officers who are vulnerable to the largest of criminally minded Nigerians to pervade justice. Amadi David sent that. There are three callers so far. All right. Now, if the FG likes, let them pay in pounds sterling or US dollars. They won't stop criminality and lawlessness in our roads and country. Corruption has been institutionalized in the police force from IG to the list. It's unfortunate the FG has to attend to the police salary increase as demanded by NTAS protesters would have not addressed police brutality with Nigerians. City callers so far are police officers. They won't answer certain questions. I could read their mind. Oh, that's interesting. I wish I could read minds. Oh, all right. Time for commercial break. Headlines at about 5:30 p.m. Do please stay with us. This discussion continues shortly.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. Still Hard Factor 90.3 Nigeria Info and her input Harcourt. I'm Dio. Conversation continues. Many thanks for staying tuned. We got to about 23 minutes to go before 6. A reminder, the major news comes up at 6 p.m. For the moment, the conversation on the increase in the pay or take-home pay of police officers forms the basis of discussion at the moment, as the Federal Executive Council has approved an increase in the take-home pay of police officers to take effect from January next year. Yes, indeed. And here's what the Minister of Police Affairs, Megari Adingiyadi, had to say on the matter.
You will recall that in October 2020, this country was rocked with NTAS protests. Mr. President had to address the nation and appeal for calm, after which he promised Nigerians that the salary of police officers will be reviewed. So the Federal Executive Council has today approved these proposals for the review of their salary, which will take effect in January 2022. We have tried to create a situation where the take-home pay will be enhanced through the improvement of issues such as duty to allowance, which has been reviewed to 60% of the new take-home pay.
Will this stop police officers in Port Harcourt, in River State and beyond from stealing from civilians, slapping them, torturing them, beating them, sometimes giving them blood sugar and killing them, and taking them to ATMs, asking them to empty their accounts because they have falsely accused them of being internet fraudsters, and they will kill them and nothing will happen? Will that stop all of that from taking place? Let's get your take right now. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. Via WhatsApp, let's see. The first question is, did the police agree to the fact that the reason behind the corruption is the low paying? If yes, then government should have called them to know what they should be paid to ask to turn a new leaf. The truth is that the low pay is not the reason for their bad behavior. A good person will remain good regardless of his or her income, and that's from David. 913, hello, you're welcome.
Hello, good evening, Zion.
Go ahead.
This is Dakuku from Apokete.
Go ahead, please. Hello? I'm still via WhatsApp. Let's see. Hello, Dan. Even if they multiply their wages by 100, corruption will still continue. And when we talk about police corruption, we tend to assume this is a peculiar issue to them alone, whereas every part of our workforce is corrupt, but we give them a pass and scapegoat the police. The truth is, to rid ourselves of this scourge, we need to rid ourselves of our warped values, which encourage people to use their position as a tool to extort their clientele. If better pay was the solution, politicians wouldn't be embezzling public funds, and that's a Matt Paul. Well, he does make a point, I suppose. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Dayo.
Hello, you're welcome, go ahead.
Yeah, I clearly listen to your rant about the new take-home pay for the police. And I try to synchronize that with what I just saw along the Burukri route, precisely at comprehensive. If you like, give the police along that axis 100,000 per day. They will still be who they are. Now, I wonder what is the federal government reacting, because in the same society, we have people that their take-home pay from their different places of work is even lower than 30,000. Yet, they don't have some of these criminally minded records that the police have. So now, how would the government justify the new payment for the police and synchronize that with those in the society that receive lower pay than what the police is receiving?
Mm.
Yeah, they are not into crime.
And that's an interesting position as well, I suppose. It really is an interesting position also.